Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Couser hits it well out to left field. A Rosarena going back, turn it around. It is gone! Welcome back, Colton Couser. Swing and a miss. Rowdy is down on strikes. That will finish the ball game, and the Orioles have their best win streak of the season.
Yeah, what a loose swing, huh? I mean, you forget how free and easy that swing is right there. Just kind of like the flick of the wrist, and he looked really good for first game back in the big leagues after 2 months. I mean, he's done it all year. I mean, nothing speeds up on the scale. When he came in the dugout after the seventh inning, you know, it looked like he had come in after the first inning. It looked like he'd just thrown a bullpen. It's the same mentality. It's the same heartbeat.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass. You heard the highlights courtesy of Masson. Orioles win their fourth straight game, 5-1 over the Seattle Mariners last night out in Seattle. Orioles winners of 7 of their last 9 here. The starting pitching has woken up. Offensively last night, they were as good as they've been in a while. 13 hits, 3-for-9 with runners in scoring position. That's good for a .333 batting average. Adley Rutschman, 3 hits last night. We know how much he's been scuffling. Colton Couser returns to the lineup. He responds with a leadoff home run that really ignited the club back in the 6th inning. Defensively, they were sharp. Gunner had the one throw over at first base that got away from him. But other than that, he also had a really nice play at shortstop where he snags the ball, spinning around and throws the guy out at first. I thought that was last night was one of the Orioles' more complete games that we've seen to this point in the year.
Well, the pitching is key. You know, I mean, they got 7 innings, you know, and then the bullpen was good too.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I mean, you know, O'Hearn's a freak, man.
Yeah.
That dude just is like, right now, he's a machine. And him and Holiday knocked in runs,
mm-hmm.
you know, which they hadn't been getting. And defensively, like you said, I mean, it just seems like Couser in center field is like calm, cool, and collective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel totally confident out there that any ball out there he's going to get. And I like Carlson, you know, in left field. You know, if they had Couser in left and Carlson in right and Mullins in center, that's probably their best defensive lineup.
No doubt. I mean, because Heston right now is a defensive liability. And Carlson, he had the tough play last night trying to get to the sliding ball. But I mean, the way that they have looked defensively at times this year, and I keep going back to Sunday's game against the White Sox, I'll take what they gave us last night, Nolan.
Right, and it got really dire these last couple of weeks. And then once Mullins goes down, even if that is going to be a short-term thing, you know, you're forcing Jorge Mateo to play center field. So Colton Cowser comes back. You love the home run. You love the offensive output. But I was more excited for him, just like Vinny said, stabilizing the defense. That's the biggest thing that he could provide to the team right now. Going yard was just a bonus.
Hey, what'd you guys think of Britton holding up Rutschman on that one?
Well, it worked out.
Just because Gunner probably should have been thrown out, and then they don't score, you know, on the sacrifice fly because they've been out of the inning. But that dude in right field got a gun, man.
He does.
Right.
He almost got thrown out even on the sack fly.
Oh, yes, he did.
You know? I think a lot of that is reading, knowing the defender, I think. And look,
knowing the speed of your guy.
But I mean, Gunner, you saw Gunner. Gunner did not look up. Well, I mean, he's like hauling ass to third, and then it's like, I got a whole ass back. And thank God he threw it, you know, to home, and he missed the cutoff, man.
And with the Orioles' record, you could argue that, hey, why not be aggressive? Just send it.
Who cares? I agree with that.
But I think having the more cautious approach, you know, probably in the long run a little bit smarter. And for Britton in particular, new to that role, he doesn't want to overstep
his boundaries. Plus, you know who's running. You know, Rutschman's not the fastest. You know, I mean, if that's... you know, Holiday or Gunner or somebody like that, you know, it's a no-brainer. They're going.
And to that point, I mean, they have been more aggressive on the base paths, I think, over the last couple of weeks. Really, you look at some of the things that have, I don't want to say completely changed, but some things that have advanced since Brandon Hyde has been gone, I do think they've been more aggressive running the bases. Kobe Mayo was pretty aggressive running the base paths yesterday as well. He got himself a hit last night, too. Really, and Heston Kjerstad had the RBI double late. I mean, I just thought it was a complete game offensively for the Birds last night, and that's what they're going to need again tonight with Povich on the mound, because I always say with him, I think Povich gives them a chance, but you know that one big inning is coming, and you know you have to score when he's on the bump.
I thought in the first inning, getting one run, I thought that was like, oh, no, here we go again kind of thing. Because I thought it was set up for more runs than that.
Right. And then, you know, second inning, you give up the solo blast, so you're back to even.
Yeah, you're back to 1-1 again.
You know, you trust Sagano, but you never know. Is this going to be a game where he gives up three solo blasts? And at times this year, that's been too much of a mountain to overcome for the Orioles offense. So I'm with Cordell. It feels different. It looks a little bit different here as of late. When they sweep the White Sox, you kind of say, all right, it's the White Sox. As bad as the Orioles were, you take it. But for me, you dug yourself in such a deep hole. You had multiple 10-game stretches this year where you were abysmal. You finally get one 10-game stretch where you win six. It doesn't mean they're back. It was always about what's the next 10 look like. And they started the next 10 on the right foot last night.
And the reality is, as bad as they've been, it's hard to get any worse. Like, they were going to naturally get better because they're getting healthier. You would expect guys like Morton, who had just been as bad as any pitcher in baseball, is no way he's going to look like that all year. And he has improved. And Sagano looks a lot different from the guy that we saw to start the year, who is getting cramps in his hand and, you know, he's sweating profusely. Now this is a dude that, I mean, he was in a couple of jams last night. He had the runners on the corners, I think, with one out. He had runners on first and second with no out. End up getting a strikeout and getting the guy who might be the best catcher in baseball right now to ground into a double play. I mean, he has definitely been a guy that I think gives this lineup confidence when he's on the bump, because, sure, he may be subjective to, you know, a home run early in the game. And to your point, Nolan, it snowballed in a couple of games. But I think they know when this dude is out there, he's going to give them a chance. He's probably, I know Morton's heated up here, but Sagano's been their best pitcher this year.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, and, well, Eflin missing time, I think.
Right.
He could be in that conversation, but just missed too much. But, I mean, Sagano's kind of a wizard at times.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned the jams he finds himself in. There were some deep counts, 3-2 counts, only had the one walk. That's kind of his track record. But you end up getting through seven on 90 pitches. And there's been multiple starts for him this year where you look up and you see the pitch count and you're like, wait, it's that low?
Right.
I mean, he was in a jam here. He had a deep count there. How is he so efficient? He just knows how to work.
You know what's funny is he looks like a slow pitch softball player. The way he wears his uniform and he's 35 years old and he can be rookie of the year.
Hell yeah. 35-year-old rookie of the year. That'll be interesting. that will be interesting for sure. And, you know, going back kind of to that, talking about rookie of the year, guy who was a candidate last year, Colton Kowser, him coming back to this lineup, you talked about him helping stabilize that outfield, which is big for them right now. But I just think him coming back and then, you know, Westberg on his way back, eventually Mullins will get back. Like I said before, I expect this team to play better. How much better is my question? I'm not saying that the Orioles are fully back. I'm not ready to say that they're going to make a run at this thing. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I have always expected them to improve. How much are they going to improve, and will they be able to do it in kind of this limited time that they have leading up to the All-Star break, where teams are trying to decipher if they're going to be buyers or sellers? That's the part for them. I think how much better are they going to be during that time span?
Well, I think the biggest thing is consistency with the pitching. If the pitching can stay consistent, they got a chance. You know, if the pitching isn't consistent, they got no chance. You know, I mean, to me, that's what I see. Because they got to play, what, 600 baseball between now and the All-Star break, you know? And the only way they can do that is if they get consistent. And it can't be one guy. You know, it's got to be multiple guys. And can they do that? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's going to be that's the question.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, if you would have asked me a couple weeks ago, do you think the Orioles can win four in a row at any point this season? I mean, as crazy as it sounds, I would have said no. I mean, four in a row feels like a low bar to clear, but they were that bad. They just had that inconsistent of pitching. And sure, three of them came against the White Sox, but it still counts. Mm-hmm. So forget the All-Star break. To me, I'm just going to narrow it down to just June. By the end of the month of June, and they've got a pretty tough stretch coming up.
Yes.
Where they're playing like 15, 16 games in a row, no off days. And we'll see with the rain. We've had a lot of rain recently, so that could factor in. But a lot of AL East opponents, a lot of teams ahead of them, obviously in the American League standings. They could make up a lot of ground. They could make up a lot of ground quickly. If by the end of June, they're six or seven back, they're nine back right now, that would be some progress. And then you get into July, and then you go from there. You come out of the All-Star break. So it's kind of a chipping away mindset. You're not going to erase a nine-game deficit in a week. You just got to take a game here, a game there, stack series. We'll see.
But, I mean, at the All-Star break, what do you feel like you got to be in the wild card? You got to be, if you're five games out, you're selling?
Five would be fantastic at this point.
Five games out of the wild card?
At the All-Star break,
Because then you still got a couple, like two, 3 weeks before deadline. 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll take that. I think that's in best case scenario.
Well, the problem is the Yankees don't lose. And it seems like either Boston, Toronto, or Tampa, one of them goes on a long winning streak, too. Right.
Yeah, and we'll look at the AL East later on in tonight's show. Everybody in the division played last night. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll keep it going with the Orioles talk. Sagano, he gets his fifth win of the season last night. This Orioles starting pitching has stabilized itself over this seven out of last nine games that the Orioles have won. Are we buying the pitching right now? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.